DJ and Lance.
Yeah.
I know. I just know at the end of the day, y'all always got my back.
Yes, sir.
Right. Always got my
yes, sir.
I gotta cry because I made it.
Yeah, it's all right. It's not wrong with that.
I made it to 50, yo.
50.
Yeah, man.
I was 49 2 days ago.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
And I want to tell y'all thank you, man. If I never told y'all thank you, thank you.
We got it.
Anything after 50 is a plus.
Yeah.
You know definitely.
I just want to give y'all flowers.
So we gotta shift the energy, man. What's the plans for the next 50 years? Because I know Rampage is very low key about his dealings outside of hip hop.
Right.
But I don't want anyone listening to this or SiriusXM to get it messed up.
Right.
I don't want him to think that he's just a dude that's still pushing mixtapes at 50 and making money off royalties. My man has a water company.
Right.
My man has many acres of land in Arizona for medicinals. Like, you got a lot of stuff going on. Anything you want to plug or share?
I'm gonna jump in and say some stuff for him. You know what I'm saying? This is what he got planned for the next 5 years, 5, 10. He's got wins. He's got some wins, some more wins,
yes.
Some more wins, and yes. Some more wins. Yes. You know what I'm saying? He's got projects he's working on right now. There's a Flip Mode project that's cooking right now.
Man, me and you and Rampage been talking about this Flip Mode project since we were doing the show in Phoenix.
No, right.
Back in 2018. No,
but you know what?
I need to get the album.
There's a Flip Mode film.
Oh, I know that.
That's in the process of being completed.
I've seen some of the footage.
I've seen footage, yes. There's a Flip Mode project.
I was very excited about the footage that I saw.
And I can tell you, Rampage is sitting on an album or two of material that's amazing.
Let me just tell y'all, I was at Sirius the other day.
Amazing.
And I saw some things. Big up to LL Cool J.
Big up to LL.
Phenomenal.
Pioneer.
Album, right? But at the end of the day, I got this new project that I'm servicing to every DJ in the country.
It's okay. Crazy.
I have to give back to the DJ. And I got a record called So Official.
Okay.
Lance, before you end this show, I'm going to send it to you.
Okay. Yeah, we definitely going to play that.
We're going to end it with the instrumental.
We definitely going to play that.
I just want to say thank you. I got new music on the way. That's just it.
Man.
And I got, you know, Breezy and Geno coming.
Okay.
I'm going to start the campaign today.
Now, are you going to collaborate with them? You going to do any collabs?
No, what I'm going to do is, I did my time already.
Okay.
I just want to put my brothers
where
they need to be. I just want to give them a hand to really do what they, you know, somebody gave me a position.
Right.
Busta Rhymes opened the door for me.
Right.
And these two are the ones that I really feel, and they loyal. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I want to say,
they blessed me with some bars.
But I say within a month, I have a new Breezy, Geno record, Jersey, Delaware.
That's what's going on.
I got every DJ in the country.
Right.
I got every independent radio station in the country. I got DRT.
Right.
And it's not about me. It's about because my brothers, they got a dream, and it's something that they want to do.
Right.
And I just asked them to trust me so I can walk them in. Remember, wow. I walked Judge to Boston.
Yeah.
TJ was there when I walked in.
Yeah, he did.
Tony,
yeah, he
and
did.
And I came back with a deal.
Yeah.
So I told Breezy tonight, it could be Atlantic, it could be Warner Brothers. Wherever we go, they're going to respect us.
Right.
They got to respect us, but they got to respect the music first.
Right.
And we're not into the streams.
Right.
We're going to have a new type of deal, no 360, where right. They own their own. I could only pass it.
Right.
You know what I mean? I could only give it to them raw, no Hollywood.
Right.
What we're gonna do is we're gonna cut to a break, and we're gonna come back with one last segment and wrap this up. Lance J Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 141.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network. James Lewis.
There's so many people walking around with the Best Buy polo. Then you have the Sprint people. Then you have the Geek Squad people. Then you have
the Cox Cable
people.
Right.
So there are 38 people walking around at Best Buy doing absolutely nothing.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flip Mode Squad.
Can we say
no? We can't. We can't say that. We cannot say that.
Okay.
We shouldn't say that. Okay. I'm not saying that.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network. And Doug.
What do we always say, son? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance.
So you only pay for what you need.
That's my boy. And you get out there and you make us proud, huh?
Bye, Uncle Emu.
Stay off the freeways.
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
James Lewis.
Some of the older kids were sitting behind me. They were making fun of my haircut. So you're sitting in church. I can hear them clowning. They're making fun of the haircut. They're having jokes. They're having jokes. I'm sitting with my boys a row in front of them. We get to one of the parts where you have to stand in church. I think is where we're at our church. There's a part where you meet and greet people. So you shake people's hands, you pray with them. Hey, good to see you, Elder. Good to see you.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flip Mode Squad.
I turned around as we were all standing up to sing the next hymn, and I slapped the living hell out of this person. I mean, I slapped them. It was like Chris Rock getting slapped by Will Smith beforehand. The only thing I didn't do is like take a glove off like a Frenchman and slap him across the face with the glove. Like I slap, this is a 13-year-old slapping the taste out of a 17-year-old's mouth. Like this guy was a star player on the basketball team. None of those guys ever mess with me ever again.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy. Because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.